And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Now, some of you are thinking I have a guest today because he used the tagline, "We're working on your financial freedom." But I had to take a step back and I had to rethink my tagline for a minute because I had to realize that there's a lot of people that help me help you. There's a lot of people on my team that are helping me help you become a competent, experienced real estate investor. I'm going to do my best to make sure my tagline says, "We're working on your financial freedom," because let me give you the background on it. First of all, I was listening to Mike Harrison's show over the weekend, and you know what he said? He said, "We're working on your financial freedom." So I noted that, and I thought, well, okay, what's going on, Mike? Is it you and the mouse in your pocket? Is that who the "we're" is? And then I went to the founder and CEO. I figured, okay, if Andy and Mike are saying "we're," and Dell, our founder and CEO, says I'm just going to stick with the "I'm" part. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick with the "I'm" part. So I listened to one of Dell's shows from last week, and you know what I heard? "We're." Yeah. So, okay, what I'm getting at is that you can teach an old dog new tricks. I am the proverbial old dog in this scenario, and I am learning a new trick. And it got me thinking about what should we be talking about on today's show that maybe could help you as an old dog learn new tricks. And I thought, wow, there's nothing better than demographic information. And some of you are going, what did he just say? Okay, let me say it again. Ready? Demographic information. And it's a big word, it's a big phrase, and what it means is I'm going to tell you about stuff. I'm going to tell you about stuff. Stuff about places in the United States of America. And here's what got me thinking. I was looking at my email feed. Now, every morning, one of the things that I do is I look at my different email accounts. I've got a Lifestyles Unlimited email account that you can email me at. If you want to send me any real estate related question at all, send it to askal@luinc.com and I will answer your question. So I've got that account that I look at. Then I have my personal email account that I look at. And then I have my professional email account that I look at. So I look at all of those different email accounts. And I noticed in some of those accounts, I have subscribed to what we call the email blast. Now you're sitting there going, what's an email blast, Al? Okay. So an email blast is something that occurs within the Lifestyles Unlimited community. It is designed for certain members of Lifestyles Unlimited that have decided that they want to be a part of a certain membership level. And what happens is you have connectivity with a whole team of real estate professionals. And what these professionals do is they scour the different markets that are out there. They're looking for investment opportunities for Lifestyles Unlimited members. And when they find something that seems like, well, it meets certain criteria, then what they will do is they will package that potential opportunity up, and they will email it out to the Lifestyles Unlimited community. That's how I get access to a lot of these great deals that I talk about on the radio show. So today's going to be no different. As a matter of fact, what caught my eye and what got me thinking was that the investment opportunities that have come out today so far have been in a place that's, well, it's a good 1,000 miles away from where I live. Yeah, it's easily 1,000 miles away. But here's what I found about these investment opportunities. They look like there are some pretty good investment opportunities. And then I thought to myself, well, what do I know about the location that where these properties are located? And I started to think to myself and I started to realize, you know, I have seen the names of these locations many, many times because I do get these blasts that come in. But I'm not 100% sure where these locations are. I know they're in the greater Kansas City market, but Kansas City is one of those cities that occupies not one, but two states. part of Kansas City is in the state of Missouri, and part of Kansas City is in the state of Kansas. So which half of Kansas City should you invest in? Well, here's what I think. I think you should invest in the part of Kansas City that makes the most economic sense to you. I think what you should do is I think you should get some background on the locations. Now, these locations that I'm looking at are Olathe, Kansas, Independence, Missouri, and St. Joseph, Missouri. I never know which one to call it because Kansas City is one of those cities that resides in two states. So every time I say Kansas City, I usually just stop right there because I don't know necessarily if I'm referring to a location in Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas. So what does it matter? Well, I think what matters is both of those states have a slightly different approach to how they tax the citizens of the state, and they have different economic policies. So you need to do some research on Kansas City, Missouri. You have to decide on whether the east side or the west side is a better place to invest than the other place. Does that make sense? But we're not even talking about Kansas City, Missouri, are we? Because we're talking about Olathe, Kansas. We're talking about Independence, Missouri. And we're talking about St. Joseph, Missouri. So let me talk to you a little bit about how population growth has been affected in these particular townships. In Olathe, Kansas, by the way, if I'm pronouncing the town incorrectly, I'm going to apologize to you right now. I think I've got it right. It's just not a town that I have a lot of experience with. Like, it's easy to say Kansas City because I've heard of Kansas City my entire life. But Olathe, Kansas, well, that's kind of a new place to me. It's a growing place. And Olathe is part of the Kansas City metropolitan area, and its population has seen significant growth in recent years due to suburban expansion. Olathe has benefited from people moving away from the city center in search of affordable housing, good schools, and quality of life. That's a positive for Olathe. What about Independence, Missouri? Now, it's also a part of the same metropolitan area, but it's on the other side of the metropolitan area. It's in the Missouri side. And Independence's growth has been more modest. It has an established population with a slightly slower growth rate as it's more mature as part of the suburban community. So Independence, Missouri started growing before Olathe, Kansas grew, and it's kind of slowing down a little bit, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad place. It still is affecting growth in its economy. What about St. Joseph, Missouri? Now, St. Joseph is a smaller city with less dramatic population growth. However, it has stable population numbers driven largely by its historical importance and its status as a regional hub for agriculture and industry in the state of Missouri. So I think all three towns are great opportunities when it comes to population growth. That's just my opinion. You make up your own mind. But I'm just giving you my two cents as it relates to the demographic information that I'm presenting to you. What about economic development and industry? Well, Olathe, Kansas is seeing growth in sectors like technology, healthcare, and logistics due to its proximity to Kansas City. The local economy is diversified with companies like Garmin driving innovation and jobs. So it sounds like things are going pretty good in Olathe, Kansas. What about Independence, Missouri? Independence has a mix of industries, including healthcare, retail, and education, but it hasn't seen the same economic expansion as some of the other suburbs in the greater Kansas City metropolitan area. But that said, the city is making efforts to revitalize its downtown and attract more businesses. So Independence, Missouri realizes that maybe it has a minor problem, and it is working to affect that problem. What about St. Joseph, Missouri? Now, St. Joseph is heavily influenced by agriculture, manufacturing, and logistics, especially with its location near major transportation routes like Interstate 29. And there has been steady investment in food processing, animal health, and agribusiness. A lot of money going into St. Joseph, Missouri. So one of the things that you ought to take away from this conversation so far is that you ought to follow the money. You ought to follow where the growth is at. And what I'm seeing so far is that all three of these particular townships, that are a part of the greater Kansas City marketplace are some very interesting places that you might want to consider to invest in. Now, we mentioned transportation just a moment ago, so let me talk a little bit about infrastructure and transportation, because those are key economic factors that either benefit or don't benefit any particular town you're looking at. Does that make sense? I know that makes sense to you. All right, in Olathe, Kansas, they have a well-developed infrastructure due to its location along major highways, which is the I-35 corridor, and it benefits from the broader Kansas City area's transportation network, including easy access to interstates and rail lines. So Olathe's got it going on when it comes to infrastructure and transportation. What about Independence, Missouri? Remember, they were kind of like, seem to have been falling behind everybody else, although they seem to be picking up their bootstraps and keeping up. Well, they're located near Interstate 70 and Interstate 435, and Independence is well connected to Kansas City and its surrounding areas. It also has access to Amtrak and regional airports, but its infrastructure investments are not quite as robust as Olathe's. So Olathe seems to be the town that's really dropping some money into the infrastructure and transportation growth bucket. Does that make sense? What about St. Joseph, Missouri, to the north? St. Joseph has a strong transportation infrastructure, particularly for logistics and for manufacturing. It's positioned along the Missouri River and Interstate 29, giving it good access to both national and regional markets. However, local transportation networks may be less developed than those in the more populous areas. Okay, so maybe St. Joseph is a little bit behind. So if we were going to rank order these three townships, we would rank order them Olathe, Kansas, Independence, Missouri, and St. Joseph, Missouri, when it comes to infrastructure and transportation. But what about education? And what about the workforce? Well, in Olathe, they have a highly educated workforce, partially due to its proximity to tech companies and universities in Kansas City. Olathe's schools and community colleges also contribute to a well-prepared workforce, which is attractive to businesses. Independence, Missouri has several educational institutions and a trained workforce, though it may not have the same access to high-skilled labor pools as Olathe. The city is focusing on educational initiatives to help close this gap. And up in St. Joseph, the workforce tends to be more blue-collar, with a focus on manufacturing and agriculture. Local colleges and technical schools support industries like agribusiness and logistics. So I think in the area of education and workforce, I think each of them is maybe experiencing slight challenges, but I think they're stepping up to the plate, and I think they're meeting the expectation of those challenges. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about the cost of living and housing and other demographic information about these Kansas and Missouri townships. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And some of you have been busy emailing me because I've received a couple of emails that came to me on my askal@luinc.com. account, and I'm pronouncing the town in Kansas incorrectly. I should be pronouncing it Olathe, and I've been pronouncing it Olathe. Because, well, here, let me just defend myself a little bit. I live in a part of Texas where everything is spelled a certain way, but when you try and pronounce it based on its spelling, it's wrong. It's completely wrong. So I'm thinking Olathe is just one of those towns that's very similar to where I live in Texas, where I'm trying to pronounce it based on how it's written, not how it's sounded phonetically. So I'm gonna try and clean that up, and I appreciate those emails from the listeners. Thank you very much for all of you that want me to be at the top of my game. I do appreciate that a lot. But let's get back into some of the demographic information about these different townships that we're talking about on today's show. Again, we're talking about three different townships that are a part of what I would consider the Kansas City metropolitan area. Yeah, one of them is located to the southwest, that's Olathe, Kansas. One of them is located to the east, that is Independence, Missouri. And one of them is located to the north with a couple towns in between, and that is St. Joseph, Missouri. So why did I pick on these particular towns? Because we've got a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members that are buying properties in these three particular towns. So I figured if you're sitting on the fence and you're trying to figure out, well, should I be investing in this area? I'm just going to make it a little bit easier for you because I'm going to give you some demographic information that I went out and researched just to save you a couple steps. That's one of the things that we do as Lifestyles Unlimited members. We help each other out. And I realize that not all of you within the sound of my voice are Lifestyles Unlimited members. I get that. I totally get that. One day you will advance. One day you'll become a Lifestyles Unlimited member. But until you do that, you can still use the information that we share on this radio show because it's designed to help you become a better overall investor. Period. End of story. All right, let's talk about cost of living and housing. In Olathe, Kansas, it's known for being relatively affordable, especially compared to larger urban areas like the Kansas City metropolitan area, making it a popular destination for families. However, housing prices are increasing as demand grows. So we do have some supply and demand issues occurring with regards to pricing in that particular marketplace. What about Independence, Missouri? Well, Independence offers a lower cost of living than nearby Kansas City with affordable housing options. And this affordability can be a draw for people looking for suburban living at a lower cost. So I think there's some real perks to going to Independence, Missouri if you are a resident of the greater Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas area. And what about St. Joseph, Missouri, that little township that's north of the Kansas City metropolitan area? Well, St. Joseph has an even lower cost of living compared to the other two cities. Housing is affordable, making it attractive for people to work in the region's agriculture and manufacturing sectors. So notice how everything's kind of tied together there. So is there anything that I've shared with you so far about these three cities, these three towns, that has made you go, you know, I don't think that's a good place for me to invest? And if you're following along and paying attention, I really haven't given you anything that should help you rule out any of these locations as potential investment locations. Now, you may have a preference for one over the other based on the information I shared with you, but I really have not shared anything with you that I would rule out any of these locations based on a particular fact that I've shared so far. Does that make sense? All right, let's get into quality of life and amenities. In Olathe, Kansas, it ranks high in terms of quality of life with strong public schools, parks, and family-friendly amenities. Its proximity to Kansas City also provides for big city cultural and recreational opportunities. Independence, Missouri offers a blend of suburban living with access to historical sites, parks, and shopping centers. The city is working to improve amenities to compete with the nearby suburbs. And up in St. Joseph, Missouri, they offer a quieter lifestyle with access to parks, museums, and historical sites. And St. Joseph is known for a small town feel with the conveniences of a mid-sized city, although its amenities may not match those of Olathe or the Kansas City suburbs. Okay? So again, more good information about these locations, but again, nothing that I've said that makes me go, mark that place off your list. So these are great places, in my opinion. This is Al's opinion, by the way. In my opinion, these are great places for you to invest your money. Now, one other thing that I'm going to share with you is that the Lifestyles Unlimited Realty team that is providing me some of the the data that I'm going to use on today's show, I haven't used it yet, but I will later on in the show. They know these areas really well. So when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member and you are a part of the appropriate membership level, you'll have access to the Lifestyles Unlimited Realtors. You basically have a ready, willing, and able realty team in place that you can make access to and start using to acquire properties. What about government and business incentives? Do those have a place in these particular municipalities? Yes. Olathe has seen significant support from local government for business development, especially in the tech and the healthcare sectors. They're offering tax incentives and business-friendly policies that have helped attract companies to that township. There's some economic good stuff going on in Olathe. What about Independence? Well, Independence has been working on revitalization projects and offering tax incentives to businesses looking to relocate or to expand, but it may face competition from the other suburbs around the greater Kansas City metropolitan area. And up in St. Joseph, they have historically offered incentives to agricultural and manufacturing businesses. The local government's efforts are geared towards economic development, particularly in logistics and agribusiness. Those are the two strong areas that they concentrate on in St. Joseph, and they want to support that economic growth and proximity to major markets. I mean, this is kind of a no-brainer, but it's something that we do have to talk about. Olathe, as part of the Kansas City metro area, has easy access to a large market and transportation hub, making it attractive for businesses and residents. Independence, Missouri benefits from being in the Kansas City metropolitan area, though it's positioned more to the east and has to compete with other growing suburbs for its piece of the economic pie. And St. Joseph's distance from Kansas City is both an advantage and a challenge. While it's farther from major urban amenities, it operates as a regional hub, especially for industries like, now you guessed it, agriculture and manufacturing. Those are the two areas that they like those industries in St. Joseph. All right, let's get into some of the financial stuff. The property in Olathe, Kansas, you can buy it for $120,000. It has an after repair value of $275,000. So you're essentially buying the property for 44% of its value, 44 cents on the dollar. That to me is pretty attractive. So far, the Olathe property is catching my eye just based off the fact that we can buy it at 44 cents on the dollar based on what it's worth in the active market. All right, what about the property in Independence, Missouri? Well, you can buy this one for $122,000. So it's $2,000 more than the Olathe property, but the after repair value is only $163,000. What that represents is that we're paying 75 cents on the dollar for this particular property. 75 cents on the dollar. I don't like that as much as paying 44 cents on the dollar for an asset. Does that make sense? But we got to take a look at the St. Joseph, Missouri property. We can buy that property. Ooh, this one's really cheap. $70,000. Yeah, we can buy it for $70,000. That's, holy smokes, that's like $50,000 less than the other two. But the after repair value of that asset, that 124-year-old asset, is $105,000. So effectively, we can purchase that property for 67 cents on the dollar. So just based off of the fact that there's a lot of equity capture that potentially we have in these assets, I'm leaning towards the Olathe property, but we need more information. We need to understand the size of the rehabs of these three properties. The rehab for the Olathe property, it's a big one. It's a big one. We're talking like $94,000 for rehab and closing and holding costs. Yeah, but you're going to capture $61,000 in equity. $61,000 in equity. Now, the Independence, Missouri property, you're going to spend a lot less money. It's going to be about $37,000 for rehab, closing, and holding costs. But you're only going to capture $4,000 in equity. That's not very much money. So right now, the Independence, Missouri property is not looking that good to me for two reasons. Number one, it's the most expensive one to purchase based on our purchase price in relation to the value that it would be when it's all fixed up. And we're not getting very much equity in this particular asset. There's only $4,000 of equity in the asset. The St. Joseph, Missouri property, it requires the least amount of rehab. You're looking at about $16,000 for rehab, closing and holding costs. And as a result of that, you're going to capture about $19,000 in equity. All right, so let's take a step back. Let's talk about the amount of money that we have to put into the deal. In the Olathe, Kansas property, our cash out of pocket is only $13,000. In the property in Independence, Missouri, our cash out of pocket is $40,000. Okay, right there and then, right there at this point, I am going to eliminate the Independence, Missouri property. Now, I'm not eliminating the township of Independence, Missouri, but what I'm seeing in this particular deal is I'm seeing an indication that this is the laggard amongst all the properties, because this one's going to require $40,000 cash out of pocket to do the deal. The property in St. Joseph, Missouri, only $12,000 out of pocket. So the Independence, Missouri property is looking to be a little bit more problematic when it comes to the financials. So even though it cash flows the most amount of money, it actually returns the least amount of money when we take into account the five different ways we make money in real estate. Those ways being the cash flow, the equity capture, the principal pay down, the natural appreciation, and then, of course, the tax advantages that are afforded to real estate investors by the Internal Revenue Service and tax law. Yeah, we don't make that stuff up. It's all a part of tax law. So now I'm looking at just the Olathe, Kansas property and the St. Joseph, Missouri property. And here's what I'm noticing. The cash flow on the Olathe property is $215 per month. When you take into account that I'm putting $13,000 into the deal, I'm getting a return of almost 20% cash on cash. That's pretty good return on my money. But if I look at the St. Joseph, Missouri property, I'm getting a $254 cash on cash return, and I'm only putting $12,000 into the asset, $1,000 less than the Olathe, Kansas property. And this particular asset is producing about a 25% return on investment just on the cash on cash. So right now, the St. Joseph, Missouri property, the one that's 124 years old, the one that Rick doesn't like because of age, is leading in my analysis. But remember when I talked about equity capture? Remember I talked about the amount of equity that you're going to capture in these two deals? The amount of equity that you're capturing in the Olathe, Kansas property is a little over $61,000. When you take into account the fact that we put $13,000 into the deal, we're getting a 471% return on investment when we look at the return on capital gains. When we take a look at the St. Joseph, Missouri property, we're only getting $19,000 of net equity captured, even though we're putting less money into the deal, less money being $12,000. Our return on capital gain works out to be 158% return on capital gain. So the property in Olathe, Kansas is actually producing greater overall returns than the property in St. Joseph, Missouri. So what I would advise you to do is I would advise you to look primarily at the property in Olathe, Kansas, because when we analyze it and we compare it against its peers, when we compare it against a property in Independence, Missouri, when we compare it against a property in St. Joseph, Missouri, when we look at the demographic information of those localities, we determine that those localities are viable places to invest. And what we really have to do is we just have to look at the strength of the actual investment itself and what the return on investment will be if we were to invest our money in these particular assets. So the Olathe, Kansas property, it's the one that's winning. It really is, because if we bought the property, if we put $13,000 of our own money into the asset, it returns not the best cash flow, but the second best cash flow, but it does return the better return on capital gain. And then when you look at what does this property do for us, if we were to hold the property for 5 years and just own it and operate it. What kind of return on investment could we potentially make when we take into account the five ways we make money in real estate? Over 824% return on investment. You heard me correctly, 824%. This is why you should be invested in real estate. This is why you have to understand where to invest. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.